Welcome to Nutmeg Chatter, I'm J. Timothy Quirk. Lydia Babbitt is an actor, director, and producer, as well as a woman of many hats at the Goshen Players, and is currently performing as Maggie in Neil Simon's Jake's Women, which runs through Sunday, June 24th. We'll discuss her current role, as well as her history in theater, especially as it relates to the Goshen Players. So we hope you enjoy our chat with Lydia Babbitt here on Nutmeg Chatter. Welcome to Nutmeg Chatter, Lydia Babbitt.
Thank you so much. It's wonderful to be here.
It's wonderful for you to be here, especially because I had the pleasure of seeing Jake's Women last weekend, and I was thoroughly impressed and inspired after watching your performance as Maggie.
Well, thank you very much. We're so glad you enjoyed it. Our audiences have been very receptive. It's not a really well-known Neil Simon, but it's an amazingly written play, and it's an incredible play to perform.
Literally. I mean, first, the name Neil Simon, you know, it carries a lot of cachet with it. But this was a show that I had no previous knowledge of going into it, so everything was kind of new for me. I kind of had the idea, you know, obviously from just the picture and the name Jake's Women, that there was this one central character and then a number of women, five of them, correct?
There's six women and a girl, so seven.
Yes, all as it relates to this the protagonist central story. It's an interesting story, and it's about relationships, and you know, without getting too much into it or delving too much into it, I just wanted to say that your particular role is fantastic because you performed the role in many different ways as it served the script.
It's the same role. I play Maggie throughout, but it is different iterations, I think of it as. It's the existing Maggie, the reality Maggie. And then there's the remembered Maggie as Jake remembers her. And then there's also the imagined Maggie. And it's three very different versions of the same character. And it's the way Neil Simon wrote it, it's a fascinating role to be able to play.
And a hallmark for anybody watching the show, regardless of if they've had any prior experience in knowing the actors on stage, a highlight of the show is a particular role or a particular scene that you have with Caroline, who plays the young Molly.
Yes.
And there's a wonderful scene that kind of gives a backstory for that. And Caroline is your daughter.
Yes.
So how is that to act with Caroline?
It's a thrill. It's an absolute thrill. I couldn't be more proud of her. I'm just busting my buttons. I'm so excited for her and just so proud of her. She was very nervous auditioning. This was the first straight play she's ever auditioned for. She's done other plays but had ensemble roles and things. You know, she's a young person. She doesn't spend all of her days in theaters. But she was very nervous to audition for the role, and she knocked it out of the park. She did a really great job at the audition, and she's been just a joy to work with and takes direction really well, which I was really excited about. However, not from me.
had you worked with her before in the same play or production?
No, I've never been on stage with her. My husband, her father, Conrad, has been on stage with her before and been able to work with her before. But this is the first time I've had the privilege to work with her on stage.
If memory serves, one of those was Seussical.
Yes.
The musical,
yes,
which I saw.
They had a lot of fun on stage there, yes.
And, I think that was it. Was Seussical the musical?
Yes.
And, was there one with pirates as well that she?
They were both in Peter Pan as well. Yes,
yes. Peter Pan. That's
yes.
Right.
Yes.
Well, that's fantastic. Now, Jake's Women. Was this a play that you were previously, you know, knew about and then wanted to get into, or was it? Tell me about
I did not know this show at all. And the way Goshen Players works is we have a reading committee of very bright people, of course, including my husband, who get together and they read through plays and they really hash them out and discuss what they want to do. They recommended this show for a variety of reasons, and I had no knowledge of it. And I actually started out this process as a co-producer only with Lynn Wilson for the show. And then I was inspired to come forward and see if I couldn't get a role.
That's great. You know, you have performed at the Goshen Players on many different things, like Steel Magnolias.
Yep.
Was a big show there. How long have you been acting at the Goshen Players?
I've only been on stage. My first onstage role in Goshen was in 1981.
Wow.
It was Fiddler on the Roof. I'd done lots of things backstage and helped out and done this and that. But because my parents were so involved in Goshen Players when we were growing up, it got to the point where it was much easier just to let the children come with us and put them to work doing something. But if there's not a role for a child in a show, you can't really stick a child on the stage. So that Fiddler on the Roof was the first time I was on the stage in Goshen. The first time I was on stage, period, was I played Gretel in The Sound of Music when I was 7.
Now, did you do Gretel at 7 because your parents were heavily involved in the theater just in general, or was it something that...
That was Torrington Civic Theater, and it was the first show that was done at Coe Park, and the new building at Coe Park. And I wanted to audition like mad, and of course there's lots of roles for kids in that one. So
sure.
I was able to audition, but one of the requirements for the younger children, especially the really young children, was that at least one parent also be in the cast. And actually it happened that both my parents were in the cast. My mother played a nun and my father was kind of in the background.
You know, I'd like to talk about your parents, especially as it relates to Goshen, in the second half of our conversation. I want to kind of stick with you just real quick and learn a little bit about from age 7 mm-hmm. to now,
mm-hmm.
your acting. Is that something that's clearly a lifelong joy? Is that
absolutely? It's been something I've loved to do all my life, and I've been privileged to be able to do it with a number of different theaters, mostly with Goshen, because that's home.
Mm-hmm.
That's our home. I think everybody who gets on stage or does theater has a home theater, and that's always going to be my home. I've taken some breaks over the course of my lifetime. Once I got out of college, I did study some theater in college, but did not major in it because I thought, gee, health insurance, there's something I'd like. but there were a couple of years after college that I didn't do any theater because I was kind of getting my feet under me professionally and
sure.
personally in other ways. But I came right back to it. The minute kind of somebody whispered my name, I came right back to it.
What are some of the roles that jump out at you when you think of the, because clearly from age 7 to now you have a history of performances. What are there any particular roles that you loved, that you enjoyed doing? I mean, I'm sure everyone you enjoy in different ways, but are there any that stand out for you above and beyond?
Absolutely. I think my favorite role, and I'm so glad I was able to do it when I did it, was Eliza Doolittle in My Fair Lady.
Nice,
that was 20 years ago and a long time ago in a lot of ways, and it was an absolute joy. It was a lot of fun. Leah Dimitrick directed the show, and it was a delight. Another one that was kind of the dark horse, I played Hysterium in A Funny Thing Happened on the Way to the Forum, which traditionally is cast, traditionally played by a man. Because the character halfway through the show puts on a woman's dress and has to look silly in a woman's dress and a blonde wig. Well, let me tell you, me in a blonde wig is pretty bad, so we pulled the joke off. But those are huge amounts of fun, and as much fun as as challenging as things like Clary and Steel Magnolias are, and this role as Maggie are, the drama is almost easier than the comedy. Comedy is hard. And it's, mm-hmm. I mean, it's so satisfying when you get it right. It is so incredibly satisfying, but it's hard, and it's hard work. And it's so great when you actually hear an audience laugh at you.
Yes, I can attest as having acted on Goshen mm-hmm. briefly and only for a set of performances, but to hear the audience reaction is kind of feeds an actor, and that would be fair to say for you.
Oh, absolutely. The show totally changes when you get an audience in front of you. For instance, Jake Swimmen, you know, we've been talking this show to one another for months, and we finally got an audience in front of us, and it changed it entirely for us. I mean, and what? And I remember I looked at one of the other actors before we went on stage and said, "Gee, I wonder what they're going to think is funny." And about 5 minutes into it, I looked at him again and said, "They think everything is funny."
Yeah, yeah, it's a funny play.
It is a funny play.
I mean, although I will say this though, it does deal with some adult themes, and so some of it has very poignant moments and very you know, emotional moments. So there's some drama as well to it. You wouldn't call it a farce or something.
No, not even remotely.
But it's very funny. There are some great characters, mm-hmm. and the way that the characters interact with each other in the special way that they do in the story really makes it a wonderful experience.
It's a lot of fun. My only real regret is that I don't really get to interact with a lot of the other women on the stage. They're wonderful actresses, and they're wonderful people to hang out with, but I don't get to play with them on the stage. I'm mostly there with Jake, who's a delight. Jim Beck has been a wonderful guy to work with. New to the area, new to the local theater, and he's been great to work with. But I do have the joy of working with Caroline on
stage.
That's
right.
And that's a lot of fun.
Maybe that's in part what also makes that particular moment so very special, because the character of Maggie is integral to the story itself. I mean, I don't want to spoil anything, but it is certainly there's the catalyst of the circumstances, and certainly that makes sense that you would want to act with all the other actors in there, but the scene with Caroline is so very special.
Yeah, it's wonderful.
You know, we're already at our first break.
Oh, wow.
When we come back, let's talk about Goshen, talk about your parents, if we could.
Absolutely.
And learn about your experience joining the Goshen in the many different roles that you do.
Great.
So we'll be back in just a few moments with Lydia Babbitt here on Nutmeg Chatter. Welcome back to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. Here in studio is Lydia Babbitt. Lydia Babbitt is performing as Maggie in Jake's Women. That's Neil Simon's Jake's Women at the Goshen Players, which runs through June 24th. But Lydia Babbitt has an extensive history, especially with the Goshen Players, and I'd love to get into that now. Lydia, you said that your parents were heavily involved in Goshen. Could you take us back to that point? When did they first get involved?
They got involved long before they even met. My father was an architect here in Torrington, and not long after he came to the area, he got involved in Goshen Players. He did a lot of work on the building for many, many, many years. But after about the first job he did there as an architect for them, they discovered he could sing. And that was the end of that. But he loved that theater inside and out and everything about it. And my parents, my mother also was a Goshen Player from the time, I think, before they were married. And they were married in 1960, so they've been Goshen Players long, as I said, long before I was born. All of my brothers and sisters have appeared on that stage. I'm the fourth of four kids, and all of us have had many, many roles on and off stage in that house.
And for the people, could you tell us their names, just so that way?
Obviously my father is Tom Babbitt. My mother, who is still with us, bless her heart, Martha Babbitt, who is still involved. My eldest brother is John O. Babbitt, who also is a musician and conducts the LCCU around here. My sister Sarah Babbitt was also on stage and did a lot of scenery painting and organizing like that, because she's an artist. My other brother Bradford Babbitt, who unfortunately turned into a lawyer, but you know, we like him still. That's okay. But sure. he was a lighting designer, and that's what he got his degree in college in.
Wow. So and theater is in the family blood.
Absolutely.
When you're watching your parents perform, are you transported to that different place? Are you seeing them in a different light? What is it like as the child? But also and when I say child, I don't mean in terms of age necessarily, but in terms of relationship. What is it like to see the parents on stage?
It's thrilling. especially when I was a younger kid. But also, it's always amazing to watch your parents transform into someone else. My parents also learned a long time ago to be careful what they let us see. I was a very young child, and at the intermission of Little Mary Sunshine, the leading lady gets tied to a tree by the villain. And my mother was the leading lady, and she got tied to the tree by the villain. And, of course, my father was the leading man, and I couldn't understand where my father was, and I went into hysterics.
I was
about four.
Right, that makes sense, yeah.
And so they had to prove to me that my mother was okay, and everything was okay. It was just play acting and all the rest. But they did, you know, they learned their lesson. They brought us to rehearsals instead of performances after
that. Makes sense.
So when my father played Don Quixote and died on stage, we were a little more prepared for that.
Wow. Yeah, I can imagine.
it was not an easy thing to watch.
Do you have any particular favorite roles that you associate with your parents when they perform?
My father's Don Quixote. I saw it once when I was a young child, and then I was privileged to be on stage with him when he did it a second time and much later. And my mother, she was Dolly in Hello Dolly, which was a wonderful role for her and just a lot of fun. But I know her favorite role was Mrs. Peachum in Threepenny Opera because she got to drink on stage. I mean, drink in quotes, of course. But it was just a lot of fun. She's done a huge number of incredibly varied roles as well. But they generally have always done musicals, and I've only relatively recently discovered straight plays. So this is a new venue for me, and it's really exciting because you really have a lot more time and ability to delve into the characters.
Yeah,
and it's something very different for us.
As somebody who's a fan and somebody who appreciates the arts, since I've never done any musical, it's educational for me to hear that, that there's a difference for a performer performing in the musical
Absolutely.
Versus the play, as opposed to like, well, a musical is just a play with music. Like that.
Oh, no.
Right.
But also, I mean, especially a lot of the musicals that are done here and now, I mean, the music is so complex. And for someone like me who is not a natural born dancer, that's you know, please don't make me do it. I've done it, and I have done it okay, I guess, because no one's thrown anything at me while I've been doing it. It was a revelation that, gee, if I got a cold in the middle of the run of a show, it's okay. I don't have to try to sing over it.
Wow.
It's, you know, something like that.
How has Goshen Players changed over the years in any context for you at all, or does it remain constant, and is that part of the charm?
I think in some ways it's changed enormously, and in other ways it has completely stayed the same, and that's the beauty of it. The building itself is such a beautifully small, intimate, live theater.
Yeah.
No, you don't have to be mic'd in order to be heard in the house. Which is a delight for an actor.
Mm-hmm.
But also at the same time, the physical building has changed quite a lot over the time I've been there. We no longer have a dirt floor in the basement. We have air conditioning, which was lovely last Sunday when it was so hot.
Mm-hmm.
But it also used to be that Goshen, when I was a kid, Goshen Players was the only game in town. There was no Warner Theater community. I mean, there was no Warner Stage Company, excuse me. The Warner Theater was a movie house. There was no Phoenix Stage Company. There was no Thomaston Opera House. There was no Landmark Community Theater. Those organizations just didn't exist. Yeah. So if you wanted to do community theater, you did it in Goshen. And we would have one show a year. We didn't own the building. We did one show a year, and it was a giant musical. We'd put up to 50 people on that stage.
Wow.
And thankfully, for those of us who, you know, are claustrophobic, we no longer try to do that. We have discovered our niche. We can fill that house even if we only have five or six people on stage. We have that lovely cabaret seating, so you can come and enjoy yourself in a very relaxed atmosphere. But it's also still home. It's still family. We have many, you know, multi-generational families who still work on shows together, who are in shows together, who, you know, that's what it is family. And we try to put that out there to newcomers, to people who come in the door for the first time, either as an audience member or a cast member or someone who wants to volunteer. We try to be as welcoming as is possible.
And I think that shows, because there are people who come back. People come back specifically to audition for roles in Goshen.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah. And I think a lot of it has to do with the physical space. Mm-hmm. It's so intimate, and you know, there's not every theater. There are very few theaters in anywhere that you, if you needed to, you could pick someone out of the crowd in the last row.
Well, that's a wonderful experience. You described cabaret seating. That's something that I was able to enjoy when I saw the performance, which in fact, now, you know, it would be fair to say that everyone did to a certain degree.
Yes.
It's a very nice way of being able to see a performance and have, you know, the snacks that you bring with you. And it's great. And of course, there's coffee that
we provide. You know, coffee and tea and things. But
guess what? We're already at our second break.
Wow, that was fast.
When we come back, let's talk about some of the many different roles that you perform in Goshen and what interests you about each of those type of roles. And then we'll finish up talking a little bit more about Jake's Women. So we'll be back in just a few moments with Lydia Babbitt here on Nutmeg Chatter. Welcome back to Nutmeg Chatter. I'm J. Timothy Quirk. Here in studio is Lydia Babbitt. Lydia Babbitt is performing as Maggie in Neil Simon's Jake's Women, which is being produced and performed in Goshen and will run through June 24th. Now, in the first segment, we talked a lot about your acting, you know, career and some of the favorite roles that you performed, especially as it relates to Goshen. In the second half, we really talked about kind of the family history with Goshen. In this segment, I'd love to learn a little bit more about the many different kinds of roles that you've performed at Goshen besides acting that help make an organization like that run. What is it? What are some of the roles that you've done, and what did you like about them?
I think at this point I have done everything except stage managed, and I don't know why I haven't done that. It's a huge time commitment, but certainly no more than directing or acting. But I've been a producer, a director, obviously an actor. I've served on the board of directors numbers of times. I have served as board president for four years, yeah. I've been house manager for a while. You name it, you do it. And mm-hmm. I think it goes back to this is our home theater, and if you see a job that needs doing, you do it.
Wow. There is that familial quality towards the people who are engaged in working at
absolutely at Goshen. And your friends and family in that theater and I think in most theaters are not going to let you fall on your face if you need help and you say, hey, I don't know what I'm doing, or can you help me with this, they're going to reach out and say, yeah, here you go.
You mentioned the acting, then you talked about directing, and I'll get to directing second, but you also said producer. What does a producer of, and you were going to be a producer, just the producer of Jake's Women, but you then found a way into the cast. Tell me about what a producer does.
Producer, at least for us, because we don't have, Goshen Players is an all-volunteer organization, and so a lot of the roles that our producer fulfills within Goshen Players or something that a paid staff person might do in another theater. Our producer makes sure that the director has everything he or she needs. They make sure that everything, all of the jobs to make the show happen are filled and that those jobs are getting done, whether it's box office is being run properly or the house managers are doing what they need to be doing, or the director has everything they need to make the show go, or that there's a stage manager, that there's staff backstage, that the costumer has what they need, et cetera, that you ordered the portalet for the cast, you know, things like that.
So
it's really
like
a glamorous
everything.
Stuff. It's a lot of filling in the blanks.
You're not
necessarily helping to build the set unless you want to, but you got to make sure that someone is building the set and that they're building it and they're not violating the fire code in the process or something like that. So again, that's a lot of things that in a lot of other theaters, a paid staff person might take care of.
Now you've directed as well.
Yes.
Let's talk about that. Do you like directing? Do you like directing more than acting?
No.
You like acting?
I'd prefer to. I like the narrow, relatively narrow scope of acting. I have one job, and that's not to trip, either fall off the stage and or forget my lines. So I suppose that's two jobs.
That's true. Stages don't really have guardrails.
No, they don't. They have glow tape at the edge, but that's pretty much it. Directing, you really have to have a vision, and you really have to keep that big picture in front of you at all times. And that I find difficult. It's a very difficult job, and I always admire people who can do it well. And there's a lot of them out there. It's really amazing.
Especially one who you've mentioned previously, Lee Dimitrick.
Yes.
In fact, she has been a previous guest on Nutmeg Chatter, and she previously directed a number of shows in Goshen. Mm-hmm. Especially most recently.
It should have been you.
Yes. So that's it's great to continue that lineage, that story, mm-hmm. that connection.
Absolutely.
with Goshen. You were also part of the board of directors, and then mm-hmm. at one point you were leading it.
Yes.
Is that the type of role that somebody gravitates towards, or is that something like, well, here is a title, and then here's the work associated with it. Thump.
It's a little more of the latter.
Yeah.
We try as a board to distribute the work and share the wealth, and we do a pretty good job.
Yeah.
But because it's an all volunteer organization and it's run by a board of directors, the old phrase, the buck stops here. Somebody has to be in charge, and unfortunately, but just the way it works is there's a lot of things on the fly decisions on, what's your call on this? What about this? What about that? It lands on the president's desk, so to speak. So there's a lot of phone calls and emails saying, what about this? What about that? But, and so the big stuff is generally taken care of by the people who should be taking care of it. But if something is on the fly, it tends to land on the president's lap.
Now, Jake's Women is the last show of this particular season.
Our 70th.
70th season.
Yes.
Goshen Players just released the schedule for the 71st season.
Are you excited
about these shows?
I am over the moon about these shows.
Tell me about what you're excited about these shows.
Almost Maine is a straight play, or rather a non-musical play, that will go up in October. I believe middle of October. I'm not entirely sure. It's a series of vignettes. Again, it's a comic, but it's all about relationships. Mm-hmm. And I've seen it. It's been many, many years since I've seen it, but it's an incredible show. And if anyone out there has seen Almost Maine, so you know what I'm talking about.
Mm-hmm, sure.
The musical that we're going to be doing is a wonderful, wonderful show, and it's kind of hard to describe because it's called Title of Show. It's in brackets, Title of Show. It's basically a group of people who are writing and pitching a musical.
Mm-hmm.
So it's the kind of the process of them creating a show as you watch. It's wonderfully hilarious. The music is lovely, and we're really excited to have the rights to that. And then in the springtime, about this time next year, we'll be going to be presenting the Importance of Being Earnest, which
Very
is
nice.
Another wonderful comedy.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. Well, guess what? We've reached the end of our interview. It went by fast.
It sure did. That was the fastest half hour of my day.
That's fantastic. Lydia, for people who want to find out more information about Goshen Players, to either learn about shows, to learn about getting involved in the many different ways that you and your family have gotten involved with Goshen, where can they go?
We'd love to hear from them. The best way to do it is probably go to our website, goshenplayers.org, and send us an email and say, I'm interested in auditioning or whatever. You can join our email list and you'll get notices about auditions and upcoming events. Or you can just send us an email saying, I'm really good at juggling. Don't you need a juggler or whatever it is? Because we've gotten some of our most wonderful volunteers that way, and some people looking for an outlet. And we would love to have you come and play with us, because that's what we're doing up there. We're playing.
That's fantastic. Well, we loved having you here in WEPJ Studio in Torrington, Lydia Babbitt.
Thank you.
Nutmeg Junction is a production of WEPJ, Torrington Community Radio. Some of the music has been provided by the Jingle Punks, courtesy of YouTube Royalty Free Music, so we thank them for that. Please stay tuned to the station for more information and entertainment. We hope you enjoyed the chat.